This is What's Up Geeks, and coming up next, the coronavirus wreaking havoc everywhere. Galaxy S reviews the top 10 phones in the world. Good morning, good evening, What's Up Geeks, and welcome to episode 99. I'm Vikram Mohan.
And I'm Vinayak.
And coming up, we've got lots of things to discuss. And so let's not waste time with petty hellos and highs and how are you, Vinayaks, and how are you, Vikram? I'm fine, you're fine. Yes, we all are fine with a little bit of things thrown here and there. Aches and niggles thrown in. But Vinayak, let's get right down to broken news, because there's been not really good news everywhere. So let's get down to broken news. And in broken news, last week we had spoken about how Mobile World Congress, MWC, was cancelled in Barcelona. Yeah. And of course, very understandable, because it's kind of like a global emergency right now. But today the news came out, Vinayak, I'm not sure if you read this, that Facebook's annual developer conference, which they call as F8, and they hold it in California. And this is scheduled for May, not anytime really soon. We've got a good few months for it. But Facebook has also cancelled its event, because they want to be prepared, and they don't know how the situation is going to be in May.
But they're in California, right?
They are in California.
Who all are coming in is the problem. Yeah, okay.
Who all are coming in, and how the situation would be at that point of time. Already we are seeing that the virus has spread to quite a few places, and
I heard of Kuwait also having the virus.
Exactly.
Now, right?
Now that they have the time, they can do it well in advance, so that people can plan their schedules accordingly, rather than doing it at the last moment. So I guess it makes sense. I mean, better safe than sorry. You don't want to be known as the event which acted as the breeding ground for the virus in the west coast of the US. But this is in June typically. And around this is in May, in fact. So around May, June, you also have couple of other events. One, you have Build by Microsoft, and usually almost overlapping with that is also Google I/O. So it remains to be seen whether these two also go ahead. And of course, the big one, you have Apple's WWDC.
Where they will release the, what is that? Okay, a developer conference, right? So not devices, but more.
It'll be the iOS 14
OS and, kind of a thing, yeah.
Yeah, iOS 14, sometimes they do the iPads. I don't know what they'll be doing. But
anything other than the iPhone, I guess.
True. So we'll have to wait and see. But yeah, the coronavirus is having, of course, it's been killing a lot of people, which is probably, which is the biggest tragedy here. But we are seeing its fallout in other
everywhere, actually.
Moving on, I won't spend too much time here, but there was this one news which we spoke about, I think months ago, in November or October or sometime, I forgot, where we said that Microsoft is working on an app, an all-in-one Microsoft Office app for both iOS and Android that has released. So now if you're someone like me, I use my devices for work also. So I have all the Outlook, Teams, of course, PowerPoint, Excel, Word, everything. So now I can, in theory, get rid of all of this and just go for the all-in-one app and save a lot of space. And you know, it's just that one app. You would, of course, still need Outlook and for a separate one. But this one has Word, Excel, PowerPoint. So all three of them are built into the same.
But how do you save the space on that? Is it going to take only space of one app or all the three apps?
Yeah,
How will you have the features again then?
Yeah, it's almost the size of just one of those apps. So the if you are especially on the lower tier phones where, you know, these days lower tier being 64 GB, you might want to save some space, in which case, yeah, this does it. And it's not just about saving the space. You know, maybe I hate having so many icons and so many apps. So this is just that single app. So just one, it's simpler, I guess. So if you're somebody,
oh, I don't know. I think it's going to get more complicated. Like, okay, you have to search for, okay, when you're looking for a document, like, okay, it's PowerPoint. It'll automatically open up within that one app. But the thing is, suppose I don't want to install PowerPoint or Excel in my phone. I just want Word. I can't do that. We have the apps available, but separately. But
you can still have this and also use Word, edit Word, everything. Of course, and it does the basics for free. For the advanced features, you require Office 365. Anyway, it's just giving you the choice. So I, for one, I'm still using the individual apps because I'm a power user and I actually end up, you know, doing really...
Yeah, because most of my work also happens on the phone. So why would you...
I'm sure there are people for whom, you know, this is much better. I will be using them and, you know, probably I can update you once it is. And you want to take the next couple of ones?
Okay, so Android 11 developer preview. So that's something actually that's on your lane, but...
not anymore. Not anymore, though. Yeah, it was on my lane maybe a month ago before I shifted to an iPhone. But yeah, typically this is the time around end of February, mid of February is when Google releases the developer preview one of the new Android version. So from what... I don't want to spend time. The reason this is not a feature story and it's just in the headlines is because it's still developing, right? So all the feature sets are still not there yet. In fact, the reviewers are digging in to find out, okay, what are the various features coming in? The one thing which everyone seems to be excited about. And again, it's very
dark
typical.
Theme, huh?
Yeah. Dark theme is already there. It's already there. But again... But
scheduled dark theme.
So, you know, evening it'll turn itself on. But
at least this time you can say that scheduled dark theme was there already on iOS or was it only on macOS?
I don't know, actually. I've not enabled... Dark theme
itself. Okay,
I'm not. Yeah, surprise.
I think it was on Mac OS actually. It was the background on the wallpaper changes according to the time of day. So suppose you are in the morning, like it has a bright mountain that image. The same mountain in the afternoon is the brightest. It keeps going down to night. It gets starry sky kind of a thing. But I don't know if it's there on iOS or not.
But here's the thing.
A nice feature. It looks like
Here's the thing. The dark theme, for example, the timed dark theme was there in the developer preview in Android 10 also, but it didn't make it to the final release. So which is why, I mean, like I said, right now though people have found a couple of features. These are new. This is new and all. It's too early to say because some of these new features, as exciting as they may be, might not make its way to the final release. But anyway, we'll have a better view when Google I/O, if it happens this year, then around that time we will come to know about what are the final feature sets and all. Because
that's one thing, Samsung already had turn on as scheduled.
Yeah, in fact, I think even OnePlus has it. If I remember.
Yeah, so here I have a sunset to sunrise option and I have a custom schedule start time, end time kind of a thing.
And if I remember right, you had come up with an app pick a few weeks ago, didn't you? Which automated this dark mode at night and I forgot what the app was. But anyway, so next version of Android is out and eventually I guess it will be called Android R, but as of now it's called...
No, there's no more alphabet, sir. Okay, R no,
will be there. Alphabet is there, but there's no dessert. So there's Android R.
Rasgulla for us.
For us, Rasgulla. And finally, the early reviews have come in for Galaxy S20, S20 Ultra and the Galaxy Z Flip. As of now, predictably the display is being, wowed at.
They just moved to iOS and on Samsung and Android, I guess.
I've always been neutral, haven't I?
The thing is, Z Flip, I cannot say it is bad because it's a first-gen product for a vertically top-down folding phone. And it is the first one that has that ultra thin glass kind of a thing. Until unless they make something like that, they will not be able to iterate to the next best or better one. So at least they're showing off, okay, that we can do this up to this level. S20 Plus and S20 Ultra. The phones have the latest and greatest Snapdragons 865. They have a choice of like, I think, 8 and 12 GB. Mm-hmm. And the Ultra has an option of 16 gig RAM also.
Yes.
So these are very powerful phones, but there are places where I have also seen reviews where the cameras are going bad or not really as good as even the S10 at times, which they say is can be fixed by a firmware upgrade, because these are just right now coming out. Like, which there's a new update that has already come out in Korea already, but not yet come to the rest of the world.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so then the cameras get much better, like the HDR and the AI for the by checking out, like the AI generally recognizes what is around, makes the changes right accordingly. So that is been made better in the new firmware. But once it comes out, only people will know. And I can't know because anyway, I don't have one of these. I really stopped myself from buying one.
I mean, yeah, definitely it's got rock solid hardware. So I guess Samsung will now have to rapidly roll out updates to ensure that you know, they make the most out of it. Yeah, but coming to the Z Flip, definitely, I mean, I think props to Samsung for coming out with this probably the best vertical flip phone, you know, in the modern generation, especially compared to the other, the one from
Razer.
Yeah, there is a, but the point I'm trying to make is, for somebody like you, for somebody like our listeners or somebody like me, I would not spend, let me support Samsung with my hard-earned money. No, I mean, that's a trillion-dollar corporation. So, this is a first-generation project. Yeah, so better to keep out till, you know, for a couple of generations till they fix their things.
Yeah, but suppose you have a Z Flip, you are one of the few people who have a Z Flip. Like when you go out and flip a big screen phone out of a small wallet size thing, it still has that wow factor.
Absolutely, right? Absolutely.
One of these reviewers already, they were also saying, like when they're walking around, they just flip the phone open, everybody looks at it. Okay, what happened? It's a flip phone and it's a big screen.
I mean, if there was a flip phone which I could afford, I would be going for it. There's just no questions about it.
$1,380, right? This is Z Flip.
We will be talking more about Samsung phones in our feature story today.
But the thing is, suppose you are actually picking up a phone, I think the S20 Plus is a good option. It's got the time of flight sensor, depth sensor, and it's also got the 30x zoom. And I don't think the people need that 5G right now.
Yeah, but you don't have a choice. You're getting it anyway, whether you like it or
if
not.
You take the Ultra, right? Only if
all of them have 5G. Ultra has that.
Ultra has the medium wave, millimeter wave.
Millimeter mm wave also. Other ones have the normal 5G. We covered this when we spoke about Qualcomm, the new chipsets, right? Which have made 5G mandatory, 865. So thanks to Qualcomm, we are going to have.
But what is the Exynos in India?
Surprisingly, there's no Exynos. I don't know what Samsung has done with the Exynos line, because we have not heard about that. That is a good point.
Let me just make sure. Actually, if it is still
There is no Exynos variant. I can tell you that much. Yes, maybe it's there. It's very specific to South Korea. But there is no Exynos variant in India. While you're Googling it, let's do one thing. We'll take a short break and we'll come right back into our feature story, where we'll be discussing a lot more about the phones from last year. Welcome back. And as we were arguing about what kind of processors the Samsung phones have, and we still don't know, because the phones, I think, are releasing only in March in India. So we'll know whether it uses Qualcomm Snapdragon with 4 5G, or it can use Samsung's own Exynos which hopefully doesn't have forced 5G. And the reason we are against forced 5G is because we don't have 5G networks in India. And such
battery life.
Yeah, it'll unnecessarily eat your battery life. But we don't know yet on what variant is available in India. Okay, but today's feature story. Actually, I thought we'll be talking about something else. But when I saw this news article, Vinayak, I thought this is kind of interesting. Let's talk about it a little bit. So this is this report on the top 10 phones by sales.
Yeah.
Top 10 best-selling phones.
That actually was written there. Yes. Top 10 best-selling phones. Yes.
Best-selling phones.
Yeah.
So honestly, let me just quickly go through the list once before we kind of, you know, talk about what is striking about each of our, what strikes us. So let me just first read out the list for 2018. In 2018, the top selling phone, number one was iPhone 8. Number two was iPhone 10. Number three was iPhone 8 Plus. Then comes Galaxy Grand Prime. Oh, no, I'm not done. Galaxy Grand Prime Plus. I didn't know there's such a phone.
Yeah.
Then was the iPhone XR. Then the iPhone XS Max. Then the Galaxy S9, followed by the S9 Plus, the Huawei P20 Lite, and again coming up in the number 10 was the the iPhone XS. Oh,
okay. One important thing over here was the iPhone 8 was released in 2017.
Yes, and it was the number one selling phone in 2018 also.
Yeah.
And
so the thing is, it'll become cheaper, right? I think in the US, like this is internationally, right? It's not only, like if it was only India, then you should know, then it'll be a completely different.
No, this is global sales. This is global sales.
Yes.
So of the top 10 phones in 2018, six of them were iPhones. The picture changes a little bit in 2019, where in 2019, the last year for which we have complete numbers, the best-selling phone, very predictably, is the iPhone XR, which sold 46 million. And coming
the budget iPhone.
The budget iPhone, supposedly. Then coming in at number two is the iPhone 11, which sold 37 million. Then we have Samsung making its entry with the Galaxy A10. Then number four is Galaxy A50. Then fifth, again, Samsung hat-trick, Galaxy A20. Sixth, very surprising, the Pro version, the iPhone 11 Pro Max, 17.6 million, followed by iPhone 8, 17.4 million. And this again was, I think it's almost entirely driven by India, the Redmi Note 7. So it must be India and China sales.
China, yeah, and correct.
Followed by iPhone 11 Pro. And coming in at number 10 was Galaxy J2 Core. So
mostly, I think it looks like pricing-wise, the people have actually, it looks, you can actually see the pricing in these numbers, right?
Definitely.
The lower priced ones have actually sold well. The iPhone 11 also is the lower priced of the three in the 11 series.
Yeah, and at least I think 2018, we saw six iPhones dominating. iPhones. Here we had five, and you have Xiaomi coming in, replacing Huawei. I mean, you don't have Huawei anymore. I think it could be because of the ban in the US market taking its toll. But for me, the number one observation I had of this list, apart from continuing to be bedazzled by how Apple is dominating the high end, is that Samsung's S series and Note series are conspicuous completely. Even last year, even this year. Last year, of course, in 2018, you had Galaxy S9 and S9 Plus. Both of them were there.
I still have mine, S9 Plus. But I think so. That's because, that is when it was released, I think, right? Almost.
Yeah, that was the year it was released. So the S9 and S9 Plus were in the top 10. The Note was.
And they are flagships also. They're still selling well, even though they are flagships.
Exactly. And in 2019, you didn't have any of the flagships from Samsung
series,
making its way. Because
maybe because of the headphone jack, I guess. They removed the headphone jack, right?
Well,
no, but the S10 had it.
S10 had it? Yes, S10 had it. Only the Note 10 didn't have it. And I don't think you can, boil these down to just one point saying that this is because of the headphone jack. Because then
it's mostly price, I guess. Yeah.
how would we explain something like the iPhone Pro Max being at number 6? That's the most expensive iPhone. So that's sold 17.6 million.
Compared to an iPhone 11 Pro. Okay. See, the Redmi Note 7 will have massive numbers of sales. iPhone 8, if people wanted a budget iPhone and still had the Touch ID, they don't want Face ID, they will go with the iPhone 8.
Right.
So iPhone 11 Pro and the 11 Pro Max, because they are the flagships of that tier, they would have some kind of, not very high, but because they are very high price, that's why the iPhone 11, the lowest of the three, actually did well at number 2. But there was a budget phone which had lower resolution screen, but had most of the features of the iPhone 11. I think the 10R, that's why it did well, right?
The 10R is going gangbusters. Apparently, even in India, it's been selling really well. And I'm just trying to see what would be the scenario for 2020. With Samsung, definitely, I mean, now the Galaxy S20 series is way more expensive than the Galaxy S10 series, right? They don't have a budget.
So, 10 series might come up, actually. In 2020, I think the S10 series will do well.
The Lite series, you mean?
The Lite and the Note 10. That Note 10 Lites. The two Lites, yeah.
The two Lites. Now, okay. I agree with you and I disagree with you in some ways. I'll tell you why. Okay. I would say that the S10 Lite and Note 10 Lite have the potential to be in the top 10 for next year, but they probably won't. And here's why. Apple, another thing it does really well is take your money. So you would never have heard of a stock out of an iPhone. No matter, despite of having, selling in so many millions, moment a phone releases, in every corner of the world, they'll ensure that there's adequate stock. Now, I already know that I know of two instances personally among my friend circle where people wanted to buy one person wanted to buy the Note 10 Lite, one person wanted to buy the S10 Lite. Both of them couldn't buy it because they are totally sold out of stock. Maybe it could be due to the coronavirus concerns, but then again, Apple seems to be somehow managing things. And
so how are they getting it anyway? I think packaging and all that anyway can't carry the virus, right? So I think that could be.
Yeah, and besides, Apple is in fact manufacturing in China, whereas Samsung is manufacturing in Korea.
And US also.
And US. So the thing is, both of these guys now ended up buying OnePlus phones. So the concern I see is that while the S10 Lite and the Note 10 Lite are beautiful devices and probably could make it to the top 10 in terms of sales.
The S10 Lite, right, is a direct competitor to the OnePlus, OnePlus 7T and OnePlus 7T Pro.
Speaking of which, I'm surprised that that OnePlus doesn't make it even to number 10. I was thinking that they might be there. There could be one reason, though, is that since they make two phones every year, but here, whereas all the other guys make one phone, now you end up splitting your sales between both these phones and the phones from last year. So I guess OnePlus. So because of the cannibalization, that could be, but or also because they're not really that big. But that's my thing iPhone is utterly dominating it. And there's also one more reason for Samsung and others to be concerned is that we have the rumored iPhone 9 or iPhone SE 2, which will release apparently as early as next month. In which case, and that's supposed to be like 25,000 to 35,000 rupees. So if you're going to get an iPhone... At that price range, that might end up... I'm pretty sure. I can stick my neck out and say that yes, that phone will be there in the top 10 for next year.
Yeah, because we don't want a glass back. Make it plastic. We are happy. Get the same kind of styling of the iPhone 8 or the actual 5 also is fantastic. It will be. That's what they actually think of, right? iPhone 9 is supposed to look like the iPhone 5's
Yes.
Straight and
the kind of a design. Yeah. With the physical home button and all that.
Yeah.
So So as a well-wisher and unofficial president of Samsung Fan Club, if you had a word of advice to give to Samsung so that they can improve their presence in the 2020 best-selling phones, what would you tell them?
See, the thing is, Samsung must be already making as much money as the others because they have so many, so such a diverse, what do you say, portfolio. Correct. that's the right word. So I was looking for that word. So the thing is, they're making all that money, but just because the sales for each device is not as much, doesn't make them bad at what they're doing.
Right? Yeah, Samsung is not going broke by any stretch of imagination. They are minting money. It's just that you'd expect to see the number two player, or rather the number one player by far in the Android space, to have their flagships selling well. And if Android is now going further into the budget space, it doesn't bode too well.
If you look at iPhones, they are also the budget iPhones. They're not the flagship iPhones.
But here's the thing: the budget iPhones are not really budget iPhones, right? I mean, you really can't compare iPhone XR with a Galaxy A10 in terms of the budget.
That's iPhones. The price, right? And that's the price that is the thing. How much is the 10R right now in the US?
In India, it's about 45K, and iPhone 11 is about 55K. So
around 42,000 for iPhone. No, it's 599. Yeah.
So yeah, definitely they are in the upper end of the bracket even globally.
We can't really say the budget, but their budget for iPhones.
Their budget for iPhones. I do have a word of advice for Google for not being in the top 10 is that they don't deserve to be in the top 10. So I'm happy that they're not.
If they were, it'll be a surprise actually. Then we can call it a paid.
I doubt if, even if there was a top 25, I doubt if they would be there in the top 25. I think I'm pretty confident of that too.
And at least get somebody to design. Google has the money; they can do it, and they should sit and listen to what the actual customers want, and don't think the geniuses over there sit and saying that you don't need a ultra wide or something, right?
Absolutely, exactly. You don't need an ultra. That's the
everybody wants the ultra wide. That's the main.
So what happened last 3 days? In fact, I've been in. I was traveling and I was in part of a corporate event and all that. We had loads of fun, but one of the reasons why my phone and a few iPhones were in a lot of demand was because we had all these teams taking these team photos. So all of them required ultra wide photos. And it was so useful. And I kept, like you said, kept harping back to the Google event where they said, nobody wants an ultra-wide lens. That line might end up being the 640K ought to be enough for anyone.
Correct.
Exactly. And Vivek, you also made a very interesting point. Unfortunately, that was before we started recording. Where you did tell us that this is the top 10 best-selling phones, not necessarily the best phones.
Correct.
So do you want to add a few phones which you feel actually are amazing phones, of course, but might not necessarily have sold well, including of course your precious S10s S10 lights and whatnot?
So one of the phones which I would say that could have actually done well is the S9 Plus, which was doing well in 2018, because it's a big, it's a good flagship and is available quite low nowadays, the price wise. But I think the S10 Lite has actually taken the, the baton away from it, because it is giving S10 features except for the screen. Everything else is as good as the S10, right? The Lite version also.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the camera for the S10 Lite is amazing. They've got beautiful cameras.
And anyway, the S10s are still better than the S20s also. That's why I said that firmware update is supposed to be making it better in the S20.
Yeah, which is actually, in some photo tests, they did find that. You're right. Anyway, so I think we had an interesting chat now. Let's move on to our favorite part, which is geek versus geek, where we go head to head with our app picks. And yeah, here it is. So
who's going to start now?
I'm confident enough of mine, but okay, after you told me what you had, I'm not that confident. So okay, go first.
Okay, so mine generally, I have fun apps, app choices, right? So
no, you don't.
This time I have.
No, you don't. I have fun.
You
apps.
Are the one. Who...
I have fun apps too, rather. You're okay, talking two, as if okay. I make boring apps and. Which yeah,
most of you are so productive, right? So that's why it,
I did have a long run of productivity apps, but productivity is fun.
Yeah, nobody wants to work 24 hours.
Go ahead. Yeah.
So, okay, I'm going ahead with mine. Okay, so the app that I have selected this time is Duplicate, or if you actually read it that way. So this is a face swap AI tool. And the best part about this is you have all these GIFs that you generally share, like you have Leonardo DiCaprio showing a champagne glass, or all these other memes, like so many of these memes that you have. This face swaps your face with the faces on those GIFs.
Uh-huh.
So the thing is, it makes your own, GIFs that you can share again. And suppose you want to look like Robert Downey, like you want to be Iron Man in Robert Downey Jr., you can face swap yourself and then you will be in the GIF. You will be the meme, actually.
I'm just downloading it right now as we speak.
But there is one flaw that it's got a watermark, and if you buy it also, you still got that watermark, but I think they're removing the watermark in the Pro later. But... the thing works well, and you have the 5-second memes that you can make of your own, and you can swap the faces. It's quite nice. Should try it out. You can have your own custom memes at least, and you can be sending it around to your friends and everyone.
Okay, I'm trying mine out right now.
Okay.
So it is available on Android and iOS, as yes. I can attest to it. It's doing a... Oh, my God.
It's good or bad?
Okay, it's not a pretty sight. So, moment you download and sign up for it, first thing, of course, predictably, it asks me to take a photo of my face. And now, like you said, it's the starting is that DiCaprio... What movie was this? The Great Gatsby. So it's put my face into DiCaprio's mug.
With headphones, huh?
Mug. No, you know what? Surprisingly, it's actually removed my headphones and all. Good going. But apparently, I was biting my lower lip or something like that. So it looks horrendous. I'm not going to subject any of you to this. So
it's a great app. So it should actually subject them to it.
maybe I'll ruin somebody's sleep by posting it on social media. So that's Duplicate, Doublicate. My app. Oh man, this is especially bad after I made the entire noise about me coming up with fun apps, because my app is called Cardiogram, and it's about better heart health. Shit, I should have picked a better day to rant about me being as fun.
Yeah, this fun.
But here's the thing. I recently had I recently didn't have a heart scare or something. But what I recently did was I bought a new Android Wear OS smartwatch from Fossil, which also has a heart rate sensor. So Google Fit itself, in fact, every now and then... checks your pulse and does all that. But I was just looking at seeing what are the other apps out there. And by far the most popular one is called Cardiogram. Now, what Cardiogram does is, if you install it, it's available for both Android and iOS. And it will require access to whatever device, the health device you're wearing, which has a heart rate monitor. And it has... this one is, think of it this way, your Google Fit or your Apple Health or your Fitbit app and all, they are like your GP, like your general practitioner. So they give you, health data about pretty much across your completely about you. But this is more like your, the heart specialist, right? The cardiac surgeon or whoever, cardiologist. Look at me. So what it does is it does a lot more data analysis of your data from your heart rate sensor, and gives you way more metrics. It tells you what is healthy, and it compares you against the global averages. Gives you shit amount of if you are somebody who is who loves parsing through health data, this one is amazing. And once you feed it your it'll ask you things very specifically, like are you currently on any beta blockers or things like that, which it uses to understand your health. And then it continuously monitors your heart and gives you amazing data, and also reminds you now and then. For example, when it finds that your stress levels might be getting high, it'll ask you to meditate. It'll ask you to inculcate some new habits. For example, it might find that you're not getting enough sleep, so maybe your heart rate is very high, your resting BPM is very high, so it might say, okay, you know what, if you allow me right now, I can enable blue light, disable the blue light.
But how does it measure your this thing? Does it use your watch or
For me, it uses the watch, yeah, for okay. BPM. And the thing is, yeah, it does all of this though, but this thing is also a freemium model, so you get all the basic things for free. But if you pay for it, there's an annual subscription. It'll allow two family members to remotely monitor your cardiogram data, which can be very helpful if you have, for example, if you're giving this to somebody senior or somebody, if you're a caretaker and you're taking care of somebody else, you will be able to continuously receive their data. And it also includes something called cardiogram care, which will monitor your heart rate data, and it uses its own AI algorithm, and it'll tell you if there is any pattern or any anomaly it detects. And of course, it also does this cloud storage, so you know that it's all your heart data is always backed up. I think this costs about let me just check. Yeah, the subscription costs about 2,000 rupees per year, which I have not gone for because whatever. But if you are somebody who feels it's necessary for you or for somebody who you're taking care of, this really might be worth a while and might actually end up proving very useful, because it'll monitor the health, like I said, and also provide you with the updates. So that's Cardiogram. And both of these apps today are available both on Android and iOS. And we'll have links to them right from the show notes on the podcast player. So if you're somebody who's not using a podcast player, do it. We still have, I think, about 11% of people who are going to a browser on their desktop and listening to the podcast. Listen, I appreciate your dedication. I really do. I understand how much more difficult it is for you to sit in front of your laptop and listening to Vinayak and I ramble on. So definitely
he's the only one rambling right now. I am actually very quiet.
You're very quiet. You're meditative, in fact. So, but here's what you can do. If you can download a great podcast player, I recommend Pocket Cast on both Android and iOS. And subscribe to WhatsApp Geeks. You can listen to us even when you're driving or on the gym or cooking or doing whatnot. Or you can sit in front of your desk and still play it. So that's that. And Vinayak, anything on the YouTube end that we want to talk about?
Yeah, so I think if the people who are interested in makers, like kind of makerspace kind of a thing, like we have 3D printing, a lot of 3D printing videos actually out right now. So there is more coming up. There's something really interesting coming out next week.
Mini-me.
So make sure. Yeah, mini-me. So do I give it out what you're making?
No. I shall call him mini-me. That's the only clue.
That's the clue that you can give them. So make sure to check out our channel at youtube.com/talkingstuffnet and subscribe also. do watch all our videos. It'll be great for us. And you could always ask your tech questions at tech@talkingstuff.net, or you could WhatsApp us at 965-257-8833.
Hey, and yeah, let's also plug our Amazon shop. So you can head over to, if you're looking to buy the stuff that we recommend, not necessarily review. These are only things which we endorse. No, not when I say endorse, don't mean that we are getting paid for it, but things which we recommend. You can go to amazon.in/shop/talkingstuff. That's amazon.in/shop/talkingstuff, and you will find the things that we recommend. Okay, so that's, I think, yes, we've spent enough time in promoting our various other things. So let's call it and end it. So until next time, take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you.